Death in the Nets is the third in the Inspector Ryger 1950s set mysteries, published in paperback, as an e-book, and on Amazon Kindle. It is set in the fishing port of Brixham in Devon, where Scotland Yard's Inspector Ryger investigates the death of a man discovered tangled in fishing nets in the harbour. The 1950s is a fascinating period where memories of the war are still very strong and the fear of more world conflicts haunt people. Society and policing in the 1950s was vastly different to today. No mobile phones, no dashing about in high-speed cars, and no computers. So it was extremely interesting to research and to write. Scotland Yard were frequently called in to investigate murder cases around the UK. So rather than the novel and the series rooted in London, this meant that I could move my detective around the country to help solve crimes. At a moment's notice, detectives could be on a train heading towards a town, city, or village where a crime had been committed that the local forces needed assistance with. Now, this elite unit from Scotland Yard was created in 1907 by the Home Secretary Herbert Gladstone and became known as the Murder Squad. In my novels, Inspector Ryger is part of the Murder Squad, but I've played around with this fact by sending Ryger out alone rather than with an assistant on his criminal investigations. In his first investigation outside of London, he's called out to the Royal Island of Portland in Dorset, where he teams up with former war photographer Eva Paisley, who also joins him in subsequent investigations in New Haven, East Sussex, in Death in the Harbour, in Brixham, Devon, in Death in the Nets, and in Hythe, Kent, in the soon-to-be-published Death in the Dunes. Eva takes on the role of confidant and photographer, taking pictures of the crime scenes and victims, utilising her camera lens as her third eye in helping Ryger to solve the crimes. I also wanted to feature the sea in my crime novels because this is my trademark, or my brand if you like. All my crime novels are set against the backdrop of the ever-changing sea. So Inspector Ryger is a former merchant seaman, and all the crimes he is sent out to investigate are around the coast of Britain. In 1950, it was common practice for the police themselves to take photographs of the victim. Civilian photographers weren't in fact introduced until 1955, and then not in all places. So Ryger and Eva are a bit of a trailblazer, really. There were no specialist crime scene officers. CSI specialists were introduced in 1968, although some forces did have them just before that time. The Metropolitan Police Forensic Science Laboratory was set up in 1934, and there were also small police laboratories in Cardiff, Bristol and Nottingham, while in other places scientific support for police prosecutions was very little used and consultants were called in on an ad hoc basis. These were usually public analysts. A Birmingham laboratory was established in 1938. The Metropolitan Police Laboratory was moved from Hendon to New Scotland Yard by 1949, and in 1950, Home Office analysts were still being used until their role died out in 1954, when their work was actually overtaken by the laboratories. Now, in 1950, Inspector Ryger would take with him his murder bag. This was developed by pathologist Bernard Spilsbury, later Sir Bernard Spilsbury, who after the 1924 high-profile Mahon K case, when he found detectives handling the dismembered remains of E. Emily K, murdered by Mahon, with their bare hands, expressed the view that police officers should wear gloves to save them being exposed to infection. His concern inspired the introduction of the murder bag or murder case. In the murder case, Reiger has rubber gloves, a magnifying glass, a tape measure, a ruler, swabs, sample bags, forceps, scissors, a scalpel, and other instruments. Now, the murder bag remained in use until crime scene investigators were introduced in 1968. So you can see that the 1950s was a very different time and a very different way of policing from today. And I must say that it is a joy to research it and also to write about it. The Inspector Reiger Mysteries, number one, is Death in the Cove. It's Inspector Reiger's first solo investigation outside of London, where he is dispatched to solve the mystery of why a man in a pinstripe suit is found murdered in an isolated cove on the Royal Island of Portland in Dorset. Here he meets war photographer Eva Paisley for the first time. Reiger quickly realises that her observations could provide the breakthrough he needs in a complex murder case and the answer to the haunting circumstances that have sent the man in the pinstripe suit to his death. The second Inspector Reiger mystery, Death in the Harbour, is set in the port of New Haven, East Sussex, where Reiger has to solve a puzzling and disturbing case of why an ordinary police constable was murdered and his sensible, law-abiding wife has gone missing. In number three, Death in the Nets, that's set in the small fishing town of Bridport, Devon. It's a cold, wet January night in 1951. The body of a man stabbed through the heart is found tangled up in fishing nets in Brixham Harbour. After a series of startling revelations, Reiger is tasked to discover why the dead man who left the town 11 years ago has returned and why someone hated him enough to murder him. The Inspector Reiger Mysteries are published in paperback, ebook, on Amazon Kindle, and also the first two are available as audiobooks on Audible.